seems to be interested in only one thing. All he talks about, all he seems capable of thinking about, is automobile racing.
Racing's everything. For my family, it isn't just a sport. It's way more important than that. It's like a religion.
Are you ready to become a real race car driver? Then sign that contract.
He's just trying to scare you, son.
What you do behind the wheel of a race car has nothing to do with business.
You walk away from me, you walk away from this deal, no matter how well you drive, you won't win, you won't place. I guarantee you right now, you won't even finish the race.
You think you can drive a car and change the world? It doesn't work like that.
Maybe not. But it's the only thing I know how to do, and I gotta do something.
He's going to be very good.
No, he's going to be the best, if they don't destroy him first.
Hello there, and thank you for coming back for another episode of the Three Amigos Movie Review Podcast. I'm Peter.
I'm Chris.
I'm David.
And I'm Audrey.
And today we will be reviewing the 2008 film Speed Racer.
Who the heck is this Audrey over here?
Yeah, we got a special guest today.
Yeah, we do have a special guest. It's really special for a lot of reasons. One, because she's my daughter. She's my 11-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah.
And two, I don't remember if you guys know, but when we have our children join the podcast, we got to give the movie a 10. Everybody.
Oh, my God. No promises.
She didn't pick this one. You picked this one.
No, I'm just saying when they're on there, that's the rule that we give. It's a rule, so yeah, do what you say.
Can you say what we're watching?
Yeah, so today we will be reviewing the 2008 film Speed Racer. Now, before we start reviewing it, just want to take a second to catch up. David, what were you doing this week? What have you been up to?
I started a new job. I had to do some really boring orientation crap behind the computer. I don't know how you guys do it. Anyone out there, if you have to sit behind the computer, I wanted to commit suicide after like 4 hours. It's horrible. It was horrible, horrible. It was insane. Like, I was, I felt like Speed Racer in this movie when he's staring at the clock, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to get outside on the, it was horrible, horrible. Other than that, everything's been really cool.
All right, so, Chris, what have you been up to?
Not too much. I actually, the only exciting thing that happened to me is I colored my hair over the weekend. So now I look like an anime character.
Oh, David hasn't seen it yet. David hasn't seen it yet.
I did. I saw him.
Oh, yeah, you did. That's right.
It looks cool.
No, thank you. Thank you. I really.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I enjoy it. I really. I kind of look like Goku when he's going in like his Super Saiyan God form. So I'm still getting used to it, but. I've gotten a couple compliments like here and there, so like that's reassuring.
Okay, Audrey, what about you? What have you been up to this week?
Oh, nothing really. Just doing school.
I don't believe her. She's probably doing horrible crap.
Yeah.
She's afraid to say it. All right, Peter, what about you?
No, just as normal. Just working my ass off. Every minute of my life.
Okay.
All right, so everybody strap in, start your engines, and let's review this movie. So this movie is a movie about a young driver named Speed Racer who aspires to be the champion of the racing world with the help of his family and his high-tech Mach 5 automobile. All right, so let's start with Chris. What was your first impression when you saw this movie, Chris?
Oh, man. First, I'd just like to say that I hope I'm not 100% sure. I didn't check the DVD box, but this movie needs to come with the warning that people with sensitive, like photosensitive, like viewership, this movie just spews. I mean, it like vomits like rainbow colors, like and like flashing images, like right directly into your eyes, man. It is like too much at points, you know, like it's just crazy.
That's a lot of feedback that people give.
Yeah. Yeah. For good reason, man. It's like, it's almost too much, you know, like it's like, cause a lot of the color, like, is like, so, like, so much of it is CGI, like, and it's not really good CGI. So, like, it's a lot to, it's a lot for the senses, you know? But yeah. As far as the movie goes, like itself, I watched it like back like around like two like the early 2000s, like 2009, 2010. And I like back then, you know, I was just a happy go lucky kid, you know, like that was like into racing. And I remember like, cause back then I think the first like, Fast and the Furious movies came out and like the racing world was like the hottest thing in the world, you know? So like watching this movie, like I was all like, yeah, man, like this is so cool. And now, like 15 years later, I'm all like, man, this is trash.
So, all right, David, what about you? What was your first impression of this movie? What about you, David?
I didn't watch the cartoon ever. I remember seeing it, like, the commercials for it. I don't think I ever watched one show of the cartoon. But I remember the first time watching this movie, I was surprised how good it was, like the story. I think it's the story is excellent. Most of the characters are really great and realistic. There's a lot of some of the bad guys are over the top, dumb, kind of hard to watch sometimes. There's a couple parts of the movie where it goes too stupid, but it's kind of skewing to the younger audience in those scenes, so I can't blame it for that. But overall, I like the movie. The story, have you guys seen Ford versus Ferrari?
Yeah.
No.
That's a very realistic movie with based on a true story, I guess, with Matt Damon and...
Christian Bale.
Yeah, and it's a very serious movie. And the story of this movie, take out all the rainbow colors, it could be a very serious movie, you know? It has a good storyline to it. And I was kind of surprised. Just like, there was a lot of depth in it, and we always say depth. There's a good plot and everything behind all of this. That's my first impressions.
What do you think, baby?
The movie?
Yeah, what do you think about the first time you saw it? Do you remember even the first time you saw it?
The first time I saw it that I remember of, I just remember seeing like a bunch of really bright colors. And then I just remember crying at the end.
That's
all that I remember of the first time I saw it. But when I first saw it, I remember I thought it was so cool. Because I was probably like 6 or 5 when I first saw it. But I thought it was like the coolest thing. But the movie itself is actually really good, even if I have seen it a lot.
Okay, so for me, I obviously picked this movie. Jackie and I used to go to the movie theaters all the time when we were younger, before we had kids. We'd go multiple times a week sometimes.
Good old days.
And and we would... we actually just happened to see this movie because there's nothing else to watch. And we both loved it. The first time we saw it, we were surprised. We were actually surprised how good it was. But like I was telling you guys earlier, people usually like it or dislike it. There's not a lot of people like right in the middle, it seems like. And, you know, I was going to jump into budget. It didn't even break even. So
no, it this lost could be money, like
a guilty pleasure as well. Lost a lot. Budget was $120 million. And they're banking off the Wachowskis, is how you say their name, because they did The Matrix before that. But it made $93 million. So, man, it's like if you look like at some of the biggest flops this is one of them because it lost 30 million.
Yeah. You know? And that's not even, million. That doesn't even take into account like advertising costs.
Does it?
No.
I thought it would be incorporated. I don't know.
It's kind of crazy. It's like 93 million is a lot to bring in, right? Like, I don't know why they would let someone take off the 120 million, you know? I don't know. Like, that's all. Like, there's not a lot of insanely famous. Like, there are famous actors in this, but there's not like a. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, top of the line, like, demanding $20 million just to walk in the door. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah. I know it's all blue screen and all that crap, but I don't know. It seems like they kind of set themselves up for failure when they start off with the budget already at 120. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Especially for like a first time, like ever attempted to, especially when they're trying to recreate like something that's been done before, as far as like, you know, like turning a cartoon into like a feature length film, like those don't really have like the best track record for like adaptations, you know?
Yeah, I do like the movie too. I just like for the, like, I don't know what. They thought it was going to bring in, you know what I mean?
All right, so we're going to jump in the cast real quick. I'm going to name them real quick, and then you guys could, I'll let you guys say who you thought was good or bad afterwards, okay?
Okay.
So we have Emil Hirsch as Speed Racer, Matthew Fox as Racer X, Christina Ricci as Trixie. What else you got? Susan Sarandon as, it says Mom. Where is... What was the Papa? What do they call him, Pops?
Yeah, they just call him Pop Racer.
I don't see it.
So I hate those generic Mom Racer, Pop Racer. You know what I mean? Give him a name.
Yeah.
For crying what's his out
name?
Loud.
He's not even on here. He's not even on in the
it's
movie.
Pop though, Racer.
Yeah, but what's the Goodman. Actor's name?
John Goodman.
Yeah, John Goodman. And then you have young...
The Connors and Roseanne.
And then you have the young Speed Racer and the young Trixie. And David, you want to talk about anybody? The actors, actresses?
There's a guy that plays Sparky in this movie. His name's right. Kick Gurry. Do you guys remember what movie that we reviewed that he was in?
No.
Do you remember, Peter?
Oh, shit. I can't think of it.
Kick Gurry plays... like the Australian guy in the movie Spartan, he's the one that says, "Do you want to gossip or shoot somebody?"
Oh shit!
Oh really?
Yeah. I think Christina Ricci in this movie is like kind of a little bit too old to be playing this part, which seems kind of weird, like to say that. You know what I mean? She's always like really young. You know what I mean? But am I wrong in saying that? Because every time I see her, that's what I think in this movie.
I don't know. Every time I see her, like, I think of Wednesday Addams.
Black Adam's Snake family. Moan. Oh.
So in my head, like, I'm picturing her as a kid. So, like, I don't think she was out of place in this movie.
What do you think, Peter?
Well, she is noticeably older. I think she's 10 years older in real life, but... I mean, all the guys do it, you know?
I don't think
so. It didn't bug me too much.
She looks old, but like standing next to him, he looks super young. Like, she doesn't look like she's in high school. He kind of looks like he just graduated a little bit.
Yeah. But what do you think about her? How was she?
She's awesome. I like her a lot. I like Susan Sarandon a lot. She's one of my favorite actresses or actors of all time. I like most of the people in this movie. I kind of don't like the over-the-top villains as much, but we'll get into that later. Like the dumb villains, you know? And what do you guys think about the cast?
I was going to say Roger LM as Royalton. Like, I love this character.
Oh, yeah.
And like, especially when he goes over the top, you know, like when he's like going on. That's literally my favorite scene is like, or my best line is when Royalton like goes on his rant about racing and what racing is really about. Like, you have a really star-studded cast in this movie. It's surprising.
Yeah. That was a great scene.
He
did really well.
When I said over the top, some of the over the top bad guys, he was not one of them.
Okay.
I meant like the Broomhilda Viking fucking.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Or the snake guy.
All right, so what do you guys think of anyone stand out?
Go ahead, Audrey.
I really liked Racer X's character. I don't know, it's just when I first saw him in the movie, I just liked like his mysterious like appearance. And I kind of thought of him as like Batman almost.
Yeah.
I just thought like he was really cool.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I wish he could put the cowl on. Because he was in Bone Tomahawk too, right?
Yeah. I love Matthew Fox.
He was really good in that movie too. Yeah, he's pretty fucking good. I think the cast overall did really well. I think they worked very well together too. Yeah. All right, so you guys want to jump into best lines?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so Audrey, you're gonna go first. Your best line of this movie.
Okay. My best line is Speed's brother. It's when he's leaving the house, like for good, and he's never coming back. And he's talking to Speed, and he's saying, "One day people might say things about me. I just hope you don't believe them."
That's a pretty good line.
Yeah, I just. I liked that line because he was telling his brother, like, hey, people are going to tell rumors, but I just don't want you to believe them. I just like that line.
Yeah, it's a heavy moment for, like, this, like, kids movie, you know? And it's funny that to say that they actually have, like, use bad language in this movie, but, which is surprising, you know? But it was also surprising to see that they actually, like, included some, like, you know, deep emotional scenes like that.
Anything else, Chris, or no?
No, I think I'm interested to hear for her worst line.
All right, let's jump into that. What was your worst line?
I didn't have a worst line. No. Oh, what? Well, I was trying to look, and I was like, what could my worst line be? But there really wasn't a line that I didn't like. There was.
I don't have one either. I didn't have like a crazy dumb one either.
Yeah, I couldn't really find anything.
Oh man,
that was to dislike.
Oh man,
there's parts where but a lot of this movie, like it skews to like the little kids. You know what I mean? Like the real little kids. They tried to make this movie for the entire family.
It's a family movie. You know, it's a family movie.
Like an infant can watch it, and like a father. You know what I mean? At the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also don't have a worst line. There is a lot of silly lines, like when that snake boiler, I think his name is, or something like that, and he's whining, and one of the henchmen says, "Like a baby needing its diaper changed." You know? But it's still like,
like hell here. What was your best line, Chris?
Okay. So, like I was saying before, Royalton's, like, entire rant about racing, like, when he's talking to Speed Racer, like, after Speed Racer denies his request to, or his offer, and he goes into this huge, long rant, like, it must have took, like, at least, like, 6, 7, maybe 10 minutes, but it just amazed me, because, like, he goes on, like, it was, like, done in, like, one take, you know? Like, it's amazing, like, the acting ability that this guy had to, like, memorize, but to, like, put that much, like, intensity into that line, or into that, you know, that whole paragraph that he spewed out.
Racing is not about cars or drivers.
Yeah.
Do you have any part of the monologue that you liked a lot? Did you write anything down?
No, I didn't write down anything specifically, but to me, like, it kind of reminded me of, you guys remember the movie, what the heck is it called? A Few Good Men, like the last scene where Jack Nicholson, kind of goes on that rant, saying like, you can't handle the truth.
His monologue.
Like, it reminded me a lot of that.
Kind of shattering his world, right?
Yeah.
It's a wake-up call, you know? It's a wake-up call to him, you know?
But, like, did you hate how they dispersed his monologue with, like, his younger brother playing guitar, electric guitar?
Yeah. Yeah, that was that was trash.
That was just random.
Because they can't do that whole really depthful drama part and not lose like little kids, so they have to do some really ridiculous things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what really killed this movie, you know, that they had too much like comedy or like like almost comedic moments to like break up like all the drama.
All right. What did you think about it, Peter? The pulling back the veil, it's like Dorothy seeing the little guy behind the curtain, right?
Yeah, I think it was a very clever villain for this movie because he's intelligent and he's like practical. And, you know, I really liked him. And it fit like Speed's as the protagonist very well, you know, an older, experienced businessman, you know. What do you think, Audrey, about Chris's favorite line? Do you think the acting was good in it?
The acting was good. There's just a scene that I don't really like.
Yeah,
with him in it.
He's one of those characters.
What part do you not like? The worst scenes.
Like, what part of the scene do you dislike? Just him, or?
Well, I'll get into it when we go into the worst scenes, because one of my worst scenes is with him in it, but.
Yeah, I don't think he's, I don't think he's, evil for evil's sake. He's not trying to, like, kill Speed Racer or something. He's not evil for evil's. He's not trying to screw a bunch of racers. He's trying to make a ton of money. That's the only reason he's in this whatsoever. He could care less if it was swimming racing or like balloon making. He just, you know what I mean? He's not evil to be evil. He just wants to like control everything, right?
Well, he's like also like, cause he does backroom deals with the henchmen and the mafia type guy.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, and he deals with, like, murder and torture and all that, so he's not like he can wash his hands from all that, you know?
Yeah, that's true, but, like, his, that, he uses those as a means. I mean, he's not out there just murdering people to murder them,
yeah, right? Yeah,
yeah. He does that for the purpose of money, I guess? I don't know. It's a dumb thing. It's a weird distinction to make.
Yeah.
All right, so that was Chris's best scene. What was your worst scene, Chris?
Oh, my best line? What
was his best line?
Oh, I'm sorry. Your worst line. What's your worst?
Okay. There was a lot of bad lines in this movie. But this one was just over the top, like completely ridiculous. Like, no, I don't know. Who is dumb enough to like write this line, but and why they had to put in it? But it's the scene where they get attacked in the middle of the night by ninjas, and Christina Ritchie, Christina Ritchie's all like, "Was that a ninja?" And John Goodman's all like, "More like a ninja."
A ninja,
absolutely a ninja. Trash.
Well, it goes for passing off ninjas these days.
Like, there's no defending that. That's just pure garbage.
David, you have anything to say about that?
Nah, that's like another part where you kind of just like let it be stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think I did buy this movie. I think I have the DVD of it, but it does not get a lot of play. I've probably seen it 3 or 4 times because it is lots of parts of this. They don't bug me as much as they probably do everyone else, but it is kind of hard to watch over and over again, right?
Yeah.
How many times did you watch this, Chris, recently?
Oh, my God. I think I watched it about four times for the review.
I don't think I could have done that.
You know what, Chris, I was telling Chris, because he said today, I think I'm going to watch it one more time. And I was like, dude, probably don't.
Yeah. Because you're probably going to hate it.
All right, so David, your best line.
That was kind of hard because there's lots of good lines, I think.
Also, David wants to pick more than one best line now.
I want to pick one. I can only say one because that's what best means. All right, so Speed Racer was discouraged because he tried to fix stuff and then he's like, I didn't solve anything. It was like pointless. And the best line comes from Pop Racer. He says, he's like, Speed Racer said it was meaningless. And then Pop Racer says, how could it be meaningless? I saw my son become a man. I watched a man with courage and integrity drive the pants off every other driver on the road. This is not meaningless. This is the reason for a father's life. And that would be pretty insane to see, like, your child kick ass, you know what I mean? And, like, just be that proud of him for something like that, you know what I mean? That'd be insanely cool.
Yeah.
All right, so that's my best line.
What do you think about that line, Chris? Yeah,
I really...
what do you think about the line,
Chris? It was a heavy moment, you know? Like I was saying before, there's a lot of the... you know, there's a lot of chemistry between, like, John Goodman's character and Speed Racer. And, you know, there's a lot of moments where, like even, like, that scene, but also, like, where Pops Racer, like, when they go visit Royalton and they're, like, talking about his offer. And John Goodman's all, like, because he, like, trusts his son, you know, like, he has so much, like, admiration for everything that he's accomplished in his life so far, especially in that moment when he's getting a big offer from a huge, like, conglomerate, like a company owner. And he tells him, like, well, what does he say? He's all like,
you bet your ass we're going to be in business.
Yeah, today. Yeah. I'm like, there's so many scenes like that in this movie, and it kind of like it hits close to the heart, you know. Like I really enjoyed those moments in this movie.
Yeah.
You have anything for David's best line, Audrey?
Not really much to add, but it's just nice when you see those moments in like family movies. It's just nice that you get to see like the connections between. Just any family relatives, really.
All right, David, what is your worst line?
I didn't have a worst line. I just, like, give it a pass, you know what I mean? Because this is a kid movie. There's parts I dislike a lot on it, but I don't really like... It's the reason why I'm not popping this in all the time, you know what I mean? All right, who's next?
It's me. So I actually don't have a worst line either.
Oh my god.
I picked this movie, so
yeah.
I don't have a worst line. Nothing bugs me. I know it's silly.
Nothing bugs
and
you?
It's childish. No, none of the lines bug me.
All right, what's your best line?
My best line is at the beginning of the movie, right after Speed finishes his race, and Racer X's. I don't know if it's his girlfriend, but she kind of plays like Q, you know, but from like James Bond. But she says he's going to be very good. And Racer X says, no, he's going to be the best. And he knows that because, you know, he started racing as a child, you know, on his lap. And he's just born into it, unlike anybody else, you know.
Yeah.
But that was my best line. And then he goes on to say if they don't destroy him first, because he knows what it did to himself too, right?
Yeah.
So, Audrey, what do you think about that line?
It's good.
Yeah.
I don't know what to add to that.
It has Audrey's approval. What do you think about it, Chris?
Yeah, like Razor X had so many good lines in this movie, but that one specifically, you know, because that moment, that's when you knew, like, it was like easy-handed, you know, like it was just foreshadowing at its best. You know, you knew that Racer or Speed Racer's brother was Razor X. So like it kind of like it was good for the fact that it showed like a lot of like character development for the character, but it was just like it kind of ruined the surprise factor of Racer X being Speed Racer's brother for me. So there was a little bit of good and bad in it.
Even though like is this your first? This isn't the first time you've seen it, right, Chris? Though.
No, I saw it when I was younger.
So, but like, even after he takes off his mask, he's like, "I'm not your brother." And that didn't trick you, though. You're like, "Oh shit, it's not his brother."
No, I still kind of had like a feeling, like in the end, you know, like I was like, "Oh yeah, like of course."
Hey, Chris, did you have a feeling or were you hoping it was his brother?
Yeah, I guess you could say I was hoping. Yeah.
I think Chris likes it a little bit. Chris
likes this movie. Well, you kind of get into the movie a little bit. You know, you have to, like, kind of, you feel for the characters and you, like, you take a ride with these, with the story, you know? So.
It's not a bad movie. Some of the parts are really dumb, though. It's hard to be as old as we are and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm just being like Chris critical of this movie because I'm
trying to make it better.
I'm just being critical of it because there is like I have to judge this movie on the same terms that I judge all the other movies, you know.
Yeah, if this movie is not like was the last movie we watched where it's A Wonderful Life, yeah, where it's like mostly deep and then just like funny parts. It's mostly funny with deep parts.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what we just watched.
Yeah.
So it's like the three of us aren't going to go sit down and watch this. You know what I mean? At the movie theaters.
Yeah.
I would.
So yeah.
And that's,
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. It's what they're going for. Is it the three of us? <Not you>. Yeah. <that's laughs> like, all three of us watching. All right. So where are we at? That was Peter's best line.
So I think everybody did their best and worst. Am I correct?
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with Chris. What was your best scene?
Okay, so I was tied with the best scene just because, you know, you got to give it to this movie. You know, they climaxed very well in this movie. Like at the very end, the last race scene when Racer or like a Speed Racer kind of like loses, he goes out of control. And like his car stops and then he figures out like how to like restart it. And then he like blasts, like completely like goes like a, like full on, like Fast and Furious, like, you know, like blasts through all the cars and like wins the race. Like you wanna like that scene. You wanna, you know, you get excited. You're on the
get in your car and like race down.
Yeah.
As fast as you can.
Yeah, seriously. But I couldn't pick that as my best scene. Like I had to go with the other scene where Racer X and Speed Racer, after they or the Japanese kid when he takes the winning ticket and he sells them short, you know, and like betrays them, and then Speed Racer gets all pissed, so he goes to the track, and then Racer X shows up. And unmasked himself, you know? Like,
That was your best scene?
That was my best scene.
Why?
I think just for the fact that, you know, like, it was a heavy moment, you know? It was what, like, the movie was leading up to, you know? Like, this movie is more about family than it is about racing, you know? And you were expecting, like, I guess for the family to, like, I guess be reunited to unveil himself and, like, and for them to like actually like be, I don't know, just a whole again, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But, all right. So that was your best scene, Chris?
Yeah, that was my best scene.
What's your worst scene?
the entire Egypt race scene.
All of it.
All of it, man. It was all trash. Like, it was just like there was too much going on. You know, there was I almost went into a seizure watching that scene.
What about the halftime when they were stopped in the middle of the valley and have that gunfight?
Yeah, that was that was pretty dumb too. It was a triple cross, and then and then the monkey throws crap onto that dude's face.
Oh shit! Well, have you guys watched the cartoon? Any even one of them?
No.
Yeah, I watched a couple of them when I was younger.
Do you remember
I don't really remember much of it though.
Was the car kung fu like this, you think? The car kung fu? You know what I mean? Was it crazy shit like this?
Go-Go Gadget's car?
It was. It did have some not things just the similar. Gadgets,
They're doing so many 360s. I don't think you can go forward with how many 360s they're doing. The cartoon, maybe, I don't know. I'm kind of ashamed we haven't watched one episode of it.
Yeah, the cartoon is kind of similar. It has where he would do a flip and then it lands all nicely in grass. You know what I mean? It's a kid's cartoon.
It's
you know?
A sports car you're doing.
David, you got anything to add?
No, part of my worst scene is in that Chris's whole quarter movie worst scene.
Oh, go ahead. What is it? Which part is it?
Well, is it? I'll start with my best one then, real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
My best scene is at the beginning when he's racing his first race and he's racing his brother. His brother that passed away, and he sees the ghost of him, you know, and he lets him win. That's when I kind of knew this scene was going to be, this movie's going to be good, you know what I mean? So that was my best scene. It was kind of surprising, you know, where he's crying and he takes his foot off the gas, right?
Yeah.
You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that beginning flashback and the whole race was done so well. I think I told you guys I was reading a post about how this guy used to watch his dad play Need for Speed. Did I tell you about that story, guys?
No.
Well, anyways, he'd watch his dad play Need for Speed.
Crappy game.
And then his dad passed away, and he grew up, and then he popped it in. And then he saw the ghost of his dad driving. Yeah. So he started playing and he was kind of shitty, but he's racing his dad. And then because in Audrey, in the old games, even in Gran Turismo, you do a lap and then it has a fake car that is the lap that you just did or your best race. So you get to drive against yourself to try to beat it. But he was racing against his dad.
It's kinda pretty much exactly like the movie. You can't touch it. You can drive through it. Yeah. You can't crash into it. You just, it's pretty much exactly like the movie.
And in the post I was reading about this guy who, of course he got emotional, but he never wants to beat it either because he doesn't want to lose playing with his dad. So it was pretty touching. And I think that whole first scene was done very well with the... with a flashback and just tying all the history together up to that point of his life, you know?
It really was, yeah.
What do you think about Chris?
Yeah, the intro, it did an amazing job. This is what I actually got to give credit to this movie for, is storytelling. Because the entire, that entire, first 15, 20 minutes, it told the history, it told the background, it gave you, character development. It gave you just a whole bunch of information on all these characters without any exposition at all. That's really rare to see in a movie, you know, because in a lot of movies you have characters who are just in the movie just to tell you what's happening in that scene, you know. And in this scene, Like, you get all of that without having any characters really explain anything at all. You just see it through all their action and flashbacks, you know?
Audrey, you have anything to add to that?
Not like that scene specifically, but if you think about it, the whole movie itself, it is made for like family, for all of you to enjoy, but there is a lot of scenes where it's like very emotional.
Yeah.
Or not just emotional, but it's just like very heartwarming.
Yeah.
Or like I was saying in the beginning scene, it was just touching to see how he didn't want to beat his brother's score.
Yeah. All right, David, so what is your worst scene?
My worst scene is when the snake guy's like going to kill Trixie, and then like when Speed Racer flips it over. The move was cool and everything. It's just like too animated, you know what I mean? When the snake guy's begging for mercy, you know what I mean? He's like so evil, and then he's like, no, like it's like the worst cliche, stupid, like it was too hard. I'm like, it's too hard to watch. It's too dumb. It's too silly. It's too ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as it can go, you know what I mean? Like I'm a little ashamed to watch it like with no children in the room with me. I kind of mean that too, right? Like, it's too ridiculous. That's my worst scene. But like I said before, it's I forgive it. At the same time, I just don't. That's pretty much everything.
Okay, Audrey, what was your best and worst scene of this movie?
My best scene was it was like almost the middle of the movie. It's when Racer X goes to save Tejo.
Tejo Khan.
I think that's how you say his name. I don't know why, but that scene, it's just, like, so fun to watch. And every time I watch the movie, I just get, like, so excited just to see that scene. It's just...
You mean when he gets him out of the back of the diesel?
Yeah.
In the trailer?
Yeah.
And he picks him up after they throw him out?
Yeah, and Racer X says something. Well, he asks him, he's like, can you walk? And Tejo, he's like, yeah. He's like, then get up. Or he just says something like that.
He says, are you hurt? And he's like, no. I was like, well, then get up.
But that whole scene, I just thought it was like so cool.
He's got cool. I just like the interaction too, right? He had.
Yeah, it's cool.
Audrey, your worst scene. Yeah, go ahead.
Someone's going to get mad at me. It's
fine.
My worst scene is Royalton's entering scene when he goes to the house.
Pancakes are love.
Just I don't know why. I just thought it was so random. Like, he just goes into their house and he's like, oh, can I eat some of your pancakes? Like, I don't know. I just thought it was random.
Premium blend. He's displaying his he's displaying his like charm.
I know, right? But I was just like, oh, so you're just going to barge into their morning breakfast then? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was random.
Do you notice how when he answered the door, like his, the door got blown open by all the wind, but then when they're standing at the door, nobody's hair is moving.
That's true. All right. So my best scene of this movie was, what everybody else should have picked, but it was the reveal of Rex Racer and his flashback of setting up his own demise or fake death, pretty much, and going to his own funeral, having plastic surgery, all that shit. It was done very well. And my worst scene was actually my worst scene, I gotta say, was Spritel playing the air guitar with the monkey.
Oh my god.
Driving on the golf cart, right?
They're going like 60 miles an hour, right? He's like standing.
Well, I think he had a sugar rush and it was kind of trying to portray that because they just ate like all the candy on the jet. But it did bug me a lot the first couple of times. It doesn't bug me so much anymore. But when I first watched it. Yeah, because I kind of like Spriteau. He flipped off Royalton, right? You remember that part?
Yeah.
That was cool. It was funny. All right, so now we're going to go into deep dive time. Who wants to go first? I'll go last.
Dibs.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I'll keep it quick. Like I said, the story is good enough to stay engaged throughout the hard scenes. I think the tour of the facility was green screen on steroids. You know what I mean? Like it was like not one inch of that like film was like actual real. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was too dumb. Like I don't even remember all the tricks that they were supposed to be doing and shit. You know what I mean? it was pretty dumb.
I was just gonna say that it's just I don't think they stepped one foot outside of the film studio to film anything.
Yeah,
like it was.
I don't think they did. If you watch the bloopers, almost everything is green screen.
Yeah.
In all honesty, like I kind of like that they did do it, because this is one of the first movies I think it's actually pretty good, rather than just a movie that has a little bit of CGI and you know it just fucking sucks, you know?
That scene.
So I'm glad that they jumped in, like bull-footed, you know, just both foots just jumped in. I kind of like that.
What's the movie with the kids that are like spy kids?
Yeah.
That scene was worse than any Spy Kids part of any of that movie. Like that scene was like redonkulous. All right. The bags, like I did not watch the cartoon, so I don't know if they kept those bad guys for the cartoon. Like the Vikings that are like Neanderthals that are badass race car drivers, you know what I mean? Like the snake guy, like it just went too far. You know what I mean? Maybe if I was a six, I'd love it though. I mean, let's see. I did like the greaser girls. Those girls were.
Oh my god! Cool. Of course you would.
And then I would have toned down the car gymnastics a little bit. Like that was kind of a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's like I said, the story was good enough to sit through it. You know what I mean? Like the story was good enough. The characters were good enough to watch the dumb parts. I didn't hate anything that probably should have been hated. But like, all right, so there's my deep dive. Who wants to go next?
What do you think, Chris, about just like the idea of like the type of racing that they were doing?
You know what? This movie was like, you guys remember the scene, the racing scene from Ready Player One in the opening part of the movie?
I never saw it.
Oh, that's a good movie.
You remember the racing scene when they're trying to win the first key? And they're going through the city. They're doing like busting off ramps onto the highway. They're like, there's like King Kong like in the trying to like destroy them. There's a T-Rex, you know. There's like bombs and like explosions going off everywhere. Like this movie pulled what Speed Racer like was trying to do off better. You know what I mean? Like it was like stunt racing, but this Speed Racer just did it like on steroids, you know.
It would have been cooler, like if I don't know. I think it went too far. I just think it went too far. It would have been better serviced if like to me, it'd be crazy if you're just trying to. Like, let's say there's a straightaway and you're like, oh, you got to slow down to 90 to make the turn. He's like, I can do it at 100. That's just, that's way more compelling than like once you do three 360s and bump him, then like you can't do anything cooler than that in the next scene, right? Like,
yeah.
You got to do anything crazier. But that's just me. I think Logan would probably love the shit out of it, right?
He does. He does. Yeah. Chris, what do you got for your deep dive?
Okay. So, like I was saying before, this movie is way too bright and colorful. I like colors. You know, like, my favorite color is, like, the rainbow. Like, I love all colors equally. But, man, this thing just jams it into your eye holes, man, and it just not stopped. It's too distracting. You know what I mean? But like I was saying before too, this or how David was saying, like, this movie, like, does a great job of, like, telling a story and moving it forward, like, and, like, keeps it, like, rolling, you know, like, throughout the runtime. It's probably the only thing that shined about this movie, honestly. Like, the story was, like, halfway decent. Even though there was, like, you know, like, bumps and little, like, couple bruises here and there. I don't know. To me, like, there was, like, almost nothing spectacular about the writing. Like, to me, like, it felt almost like, how do I put this? Like, you guys probably might not, like, think that the writing is bad. But I think that's only because that the bad parts are, like, so, like, prolific that when the good parts, like, come on, like, it makes it seem like it's spectacular. Like, it's just, like great writing, you know? But to me, it's, like, it's just, like, mediocre writing, you know? But it's just, like, there's...
Could you give me an example?
So, like, well, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like...
Or just pretty much the whole movie kind
of... Yeah, like, I was just, you know, in my head, like, I'm thinking of, like, the entire movie as a whole. I mean, if we, like, broke it down, like, into, like, every scene, you know, like, in the beginning, you know, there's, like, all the chitter-chatter of all the announcers, like... Like, oh, like, he's a garbage, like, racer. Like, oh, he's the king of them all. Like, oh, like, I don't know. It was just, like, trash writing. And then, like, following that scene, you have, like, Racer X, you know, like, saying, giving that line, like, oh, he's going to be the best racer of them all. Like, if they don't kill him before, like, that was actually, like, halfway decent. But in everybody else's mind, like, it's just an okay line compared to, like, all the other garbage that preceded it, you know?
Yeah, I understand what you're trying to say.
You know what I mean?
Can I say something? It's like, it's not Shakespeare as in the lines are good, but they get enough emotional response to the viewer for you to care about the people in the movie.
Yeah.
So, like, which, like, doesn't happen a lot, like, I think that's where people fail in a lot of movies, is this family feels like a family, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But,
are you saying it kind of like they deliver it good? They deliver it well?
There's a reason why I like this movie a lot, and it's not because of the flashiness, you know what I mean? There's a reason why, like, lots of people like this movie. It has nothing to do with the car racing. Has nothing to do with, like, Racer X's, like, mysteriousness. It has to do with, like, the story. The story is a really good story, you know? And, like, for some reason, people can't, they don't care about stories anymore. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of movies have shit stories.
Yeah.
This one's a good story.
Like, I heard this one quote pretty much saying how that most movies nowadays are situational. And that, like, the movie Speed, like, if we take a look at the movie Speed, like, everything that's given to, that everything about the movie is given to you in the first, like, 5-10 minutes of the movie, and then everything is a situation, like, trying to, like, you know, diffuse that situation or diffuse the antagonist, you know. And in this movie, you have, like, story building, you know, you have, like, character development, you have, like, you don't get all the facts of the movie until, like, the very end, you know?
Okay, so where are we at?
I think I'm done with my deep dive. I just got to reiterate some of the facts that I think we all agree on, is that there was way too much CGI in this movie.
What do you think, Audrey? Is too much CGI?
I think it's just the right amount of CGI. Okay, right on.
What about you, David?
I mean, like, I think they kind of let him go crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But I think that they got what they intended, if that makes sense. It's just not, yeah, for me, being a guy in his 30s, it's not what I'm looking for. So.
All right, Audrey, it's you're up for your deep dive. Go ahead.
Well, most of the movie, or some of the movie, there's like heartwarming scenes and then there's a lot of like humor in it. But for me, I feel like the movie mostly focused on Racer X's and Speed's like relationship, or just as brothers. I know they didn't show it that much because you don't really find out who Racer X is until the end of the movie. But I just liked seeing him because you just get to see how Racer X is like watching over him throughout the movie. And you just get to, and like, he was waiting for him to do what he dreamed of, basically, I guess.
Yeah.
It was just nice to see that. So that's really my last thought.
Cool. It. Yeah. Yeah, that was well said. Good job.
Heck yeah.
All right, so I'll try to make this quick. There's a lot of movies that you could sympathize and empathize and relate to, because you're a dad or a wife or a son or daughter or whatever. But this movie, like, David asked me to pick a movie that was one of my favorite movies. He wants me to pick my favorite movies. So this is one of my favorite. This movie, not only do I sympathize and empathize, but I relate to it. It's like, it's pretty relatable because when David and I were younger, my brother didn't come back home. And a couple weeks later, he actually ended up dying in a car accident. We went to the hospital to go see my brother who passed away, say our last goodbyes. I remember going into the OR, the operating room, and saying goodbye to him for the last time. And one of my cousins or somebody said something to the extent of they don't even recognize him because his body was traumatized so much from the car accident. And we buried him, and I fantasized in my mind that he wasn't really dead. For years afterwards, I kind of fantasized about and like believed partially that he wasn't dead, you know? And it's kind of fucked up. But after watching this movie, I realized that that's kind of what I wished for as a child and growing up. So this is one of my favorite movies because it's just really relatable. And growing up just wishing, kind of like Speed was. But so I have to give it a pretty good rating because of all that. But, all right, anyways, Chris, you got a quote for again?
Yeah. Man, that was pretty heavy, dude. But
I'm sorry.
No, it was good, man. It's I didn't know that, you know, like I feel for you, and it makes for a more like meaningful movie, you know, or experience when you have relatability like that.
Yeah, it's one of those movies where it feels like it's made for you, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so this is the part of every podcast where we're going to play a game. Chris is going to say a quote from a famous movie, and the other hosts are going to try to guess where that quote came from, what movie it came from.
Okay.
And he'll go ahead and say it, and then we'll wait like 10 seconds. You guys can play along with us. All right, Chris.
All right. I got one for everybody in the room here, including Audrey. Maybe okay, you might good. Have a maybe you might have a shot at getting this one. But let's give a little pause for the audience and for the members to guess the movie. But here we go. You are a child's plaything. You are a child's plaything.
You're a child's plaything.
Yeah.
It took me a second, but I got it.
Audrey, do you know what it is?
It's Toy Story.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Right.
Oh, go ahead, David. Go ahead and give your rating.
I'm going to give this a 7.5.
Damn.
7.5. Is that everything is high to Chris.
Yeah.
It truly is. Like,
I have the same reaction to all your scores all the time.
Yeah, but like, I think my 7 is your 5.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, but like, I think I do own this in a DVD on my shelf. I think I did buy it. It's but it doesn't get a lot of rotation because it is too colorful and silly.
Yeah.
But the story's fantastic. So that's my rating.
Okay, Audrey, you're up.
You know what? I'm going to give this movie a 9 out of 10. That's the rating I'm going to give it.
Cool.
So it's not a bad movie. I think it's just because I've seen it so many times. I just know what to expect and everything.
Yeah. But
there's nothing really wrong with it. It's just Nine's a great really movie high. Overall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Chris, you're up.
Oh, man. I'm going to feel like... I'm going to feel so bad now, like, after Audrey's score and David's score and after the whole story.
7.5.
Yeah, like, I wanted to like this movie. I initially liked it, but it's just... You know, according to my own, like, rating scale, like, I just can't forgive, like, a lot of the bad things about this movie. Like the CGI, some of the writing, the story was, like, was not a bad story. So, I can't knock it for that, but it was just too unbelievable to be entertaining for me. And, so I gotta give it a 3.5 stars.
Oh, holy my God. I think that's the lowest anybody's rated.
I think so.
You know what? Like I said, people either like it or they hate it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I understand. I understand why. You know, but okay. So for me, for this movie, I gotta give it a 9. I'm just too attached to it. And maybe because I've watched it like Lord of the Rings, I watched it like every like 6 months, and Audrey knows because she gets pissed. but I think after maybe after the 50th time you watched it, you kind of just fall in love with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's a good thing Audrey was on here because the collective four of us brings it up. Like a lot, the average. It brings up the average quite a bit. It's probably an average of like 7, so that's good.
Right on.
All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening, and stay tuned for our next review.
Yeah, right on, guys. Bye. Thanks for stopping by.
Good night, guys.
Bye.